I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz, and this is What's Out There for April 3rd, 2020. As I mentioned last week, which seems like so long ago, this program started out as my recommendations for arts and entertainment events out there, as in at our local theaters and other venues. Now, in my effort to adapt to this crazy world that I cannot control, it's about the things to do inside or immediately outside the house. So, this being an arts community in springtime, creativity is bursting and blooming here, both online and off. Just this week, for example, the women who orchestrate the Port Townsend Wearable Art Show have opened up a timely online event for everyone. As you may know, the 2020 Wearable Art Show itself, which was set for May 9th, is canceled. And after the organizers made that decision, they started talking about a way to bring artists together. And they have come up with it, the Wearable Art Show Face Mask Contest. Construct a face mask with any materials you want, give it a title, and enter it in this competition by April 26th. The title can be whimsical, of course, something like 1,000 Years of Solitude or Stir Crazy, for example. There is no fee to enter the contest, and artists of all ages are welcome to take part. The details and the amounts of the significant cash prizes are at ptwearableart.com. It's all about affirming art's capacity for keeping us connected and inspired. The contest is hosted by the Jefferson Community Foundation's Fund for Women and Girls, which is the beneficiary of the money raised by the Wearable Art Show. While there is no show this year, you can donate directly to the fund, which makes grants to local organizations offering programs for women and girls. To find out how, visit the Jefferson Community Foundation at jcfgives.org. Another opportunity for artists in any media comes in the Port Townsend School of the Arts Postcards from Home project. You're invited to write a love letter to this community that we live in the form of a painting, a poem, a photograph, anything that fits onto a 4x6 inch space. The surface should be as thick as an index card and no thicker than mat board. You can then tuck it into an envelope and mail it to the PTSA Grover Gallery, 236 Taylor Street in Port Townsend. All of the other details about this project await you at ptschoolofthearts.org. As the postcards arrive, they will go on display in the gallery's front windows, forming a public exhibition for us all to look at, and they will be shared on Facebook and Instagram. So seize the opportunity to express your fondness for the things that make Port Townsend what it is. Let's boost each other up, as the school says, and celebrate our artful and resilient spirits. I'm going to squeeze one more thing in, and that is your own personal Green New Deal. I watched Jag Singh's video about fast-growing, super-nourishing foods that you can cultivate in your yard, or in pots, and with some of them, right on the kitchen counter. These crops include lettuce, spinach, carrots, wheatgrass, green beans, peas, basil, oregano, squash, and beets. You can also grow new potatoes from old potatoes that have sprouts on them. You can raise cherry tomatoes from cuttings, green onions from the ones you get at the store, and of course, there are plenty of gardening videos and magazines and books out there, so you can do as Jag says and keep connected to nature. Hey, thanks for listening. I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz, and that is What's Out There.